Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the 6-in-1 function 10 vibration thrusting 4 suction male masturbation cup from Acme Joy. And I'm really excited about this product. I'm always on the lookout for new products, things that I've never seen before. Although, if you look at it a certain way, this looks like a minion with a soy jack face. So maybe you've seen it before, but you haven't seen this before. This is the first toy I'm aware of, which is a thrusting, sucking, vibrating toy. So, you know, well, look, I'll show you. You'll be impressed, I promise. So aside from the soy jack minion kind of design, and this middle part, the little soy jack mouth, it does absolutely nothing. This whole thing is just there for show. But the little minion eye actually does something, and I'll show you that in a minute. There's also two buttons here, which you can't even see. Like, this giant orange thing does nothing, and the actual buttons are up here, and you can barely see them. They blend in with the plastic. And then on the top is a headphone jack, which I don't really recommend. It has like a little moaning track, but it's kind of crap. So also, it came with headphones, but the headphones are kind of junk. They're really, really cheap headphones. So maybe if you get good headphones, maybe it might be worth it. But in my opinion, it's not worth it. I actually would have been happier if this had a hands-free kind of mount instead of a headphone jack, because it does have a thrust. Well, I'll show you the thrusting. All right. So here's the toy. You take the cap off, right? It has a, and I appreciate this, by the way, it has a generic circle insert. It doesn't look like a vagina, it doesn't look like a mouth, it doesn't look like a butthole. It can look like whatever your imagination wants it to look like. And I appreciate that, because it's the thought that counts. So, the way to turn it on is you push down the eye. All right, see the light comes on? All right, ready? So, the way you activate the thrusting is you dial it. It has a dial system. So you turn the dial, and that's what makes it go faster. So, hold on, it's a light. There you go. The light might be a little bit too harsh, but you can see it thrusts. And you can use the dial to turn it, to make it faster or slower. So you get the idea. It's pretty powerful. Like, if I just lay this down, it's like, banana! Banana! I haven't seen the new Minion movie. Is it good? Have you guys enjoyed the Minion franchise, perhaps? Anyway, so we have our jumping Minion sex toy with its soy jack face, but there's more. All right, so let me turn this off for just a second. All right, so let me show you the other features. So we're going to turn it on, but we're not going to spin the dial. So there's two buttons. There's one. Let's see if I can see that. This one on the left. This one is vibration. It has like a little squiggly line. And the one on the right, let me get the light. That's suction. So vibration's pretty easy. It may be hard to hear. There is a bullet vibrator built into the toy. You can't really see it though. Let me turn it up all the way. So now this is on high. So the vibrations are high, but as you can see, it's not super powerful. However, this will vibrate while you're thrusting. You can have thrusting vibration action, which is pretty cool. All right, so, and then this other one is suction. So, can you see it? Yeah, you can see it down there. All right, let me see. You can see it's a little bit hard to see. But if you here, let me turn it up a bit. So I'm not doing anything with it, but you can see it, tightening, and you can see the movement down there from the suction. So now here's where it all comes together. You can have the toy vibrate, you can have it suck, and you can have it thrust all at the same time. So it's going to be hard for me to demonstrate this, but here, let me show you. So I'll turn on the thrusting on last. So first, we'll turn on the vibrations. All right, so the vibrations are on high, and now we'll turn on the suction. So normally, I've reviewed several toys that vibrate and suck, and you've seen that, but now we're gonna turn on the thrusting. I'm gonna turn this on nice and fast. So now we have a sucking, vibrating, thrusting toy. I can't really demonstrate it. It's too hard. Like, if I put my finger in it, yeah, you can't. I can't really demonstrate this. You'll have to take my word for it. But it's sucking, it's vibrating, and it's thrusting all at the same time. All right, so what else can they add? Well, like I said at the beginning, there is a headphone jack, so you could plug some earbuds into this top and you could listen to a girl moan, but the quality is kind of crap. Honestly, if you're into that sort of thing, all you gotta do is play a porno of a girl masturbating and moaning, or your favorite ASMR, you know, Twitch thought, and you can use this while you listen to her. It's not a big deal. All right, what I liked about it, what I didn't like about it. I really like the innovation. I like being able to combine things. If you can make this spin, well, then it's game over. Because if we already got suction, we got vibration, we have thrusting, we just need spinning, and then we got it all. We've done it. Mission accomplished. However, there's one downside I did notice while using this toy, and that is the suction. And I'm sure you've noticed this whenever you use a toy that involves suction. If you're trying to masturbate with a toy that's using suction, while it's sucking, it's fighting you. So as you're like thrusting up and down, or as you're jerking yourself off with a toy, the suction is going to be trying to pull you in as you're trying to lift the toy up as you're masturbating, and it's going to be fighting you, and it's going to cause a little bit of tension. It doesn't feel unpleasant, but it does affect things. Now, so when you're doing this with a suction toy, it creates a little bit of resistance when it's sucking. The same thing is true when it's thrusting. So what I found was it would be thrusting fine until the suction started to get strong. And then the thrusting would stop as the suction was fighting the thrusting. And then when the suction stopped, then the thrusting would begin again. So it's trying to suck you in from one side while thrusting out at the same time. So it's thrusting out and sucking you in, and it's fighting. There's like a little bit of tension. So you're not going to get a uniform thrusting motion because of the suction. The suction is going to be fighting against the thrusting. As long as you can accept that, it's actually really cool. It's a very unique experience. Would I compare it to real sex? Not really. It's its own thing. It feels good. Like, so here's how to imagine it. I want you to imagine someone giving you a hand job while holding on to a bullet vibrator in like the palm of their hand. And they're jerking you off and also tightening their fist. So what the suction does, it causes the insert to tighten. So imagine someone jerking you off while tightening their fist, you know, once in a while as they're jerking you off with a vibrator in their hand. That's what it feels like. So it's really good. It's its own kind of thing. I was really impressed by it, and I like that it does something new. All right, so let me show you how to clean it. It's actually surprisingly easy. The insert comes right out. Ta-da! Now, if you look down, you see that black kind of nub thing that's kind of sticking out toward on the right side? That's the bullet vibrator. So it's not wired, it's attached. It's hard fused to the insert or the toy itself. The insert itself has, so you can make sure you can see that, there is a hole in the insert. And that's where the bullet vibrator fits in. So you can see here's like a chamber for it. There's the hole for it. What this means is you don't have like a stick or anything. You have to make sure that when you put the insert back in, you align it with where the bullet vibrator is. And then you just turn on the suction and it sucks it right down. So getting the insert in and out isn't that hard. So I'll just take a look. All right, so the insert is kind of, it's toward the orange part. So I just make sure that when I'm putting the insert back, I make sure that the circle is pointed towards the front, and then I just stick it in there. It actually goes in really easily. So, I mean, you can see even with the gloves on, this isn't hard. Now, the problem is you're not going to get it to seat because of the suction or because of that. See how it's not seated? There's like a gap. But if I turn it on and then I turn on the suction, then it'll suck down. You're basically getting two toys. The thing is, because you don't have to use the suction and the thrusting at the same time. So this is a thrusting toy and a suction toy. You can just use the suction and the vibrations by itself, or you could use the thrusting and vibrations by itself. You don't have to combine the thrusting and the suction if you don't want to, but the option is there, which is something I've never seen before. So the toy is actually really cool. I don't have any complaints. Any complaints at all. Though you charge it through the headphone port. The charge cable is also a headphone jack. So this doubles as the charge port and the headphone port. It doesn't matter. It's fine. I would have preferred a hands-free mount. Because any kind of thrusting toy, it's good to have a hands-free mount. But what are you going to do? Okay, price. This is normally $110. It's on sale for $85.99. And I have a $10 off coupon. Is it worth it? I would say yes. So it's a sub $100 toy. So for sub $100, you have to keep your expectations a little bit low in terms of strength and quality. But this actually is very impressive because it's combining at least two toys together, because I've seen suction and vibration toys and I've seen thrusting toys, but I've never seen a thrusting suction vibration toy. So for a sub $100 toy, this is actually extremely impressive. As far as the feeling, it felt as good as any other suction toy I've ever used. The only thing I would add is the hands-free mount. I would have preferred a hands-free mount, but what are you going to do? That's the only thing I would change. I really liked it. I do think this is a missed opportunity. They should have made this in yellow plastic and really made it look like a Minion. Like, really just go for it. I mean, what do you got to lose? Or are they going to sue you because you made a Minion sex toy? So it's black and orange, which is fine. I mean, I'm not against black and orange, but missed opportunity. They should have made it in like yellow with blue and really played up the whole Minion thing. I mean, you think DreamWorks is going to sue you over it? I don't know. Anyway, for $75, because with a $10 off coupon, you're going to pay $75. It's definitely worth the price. You're getting a good experience. You're basically getting two toys in one. So yeah, and the insert's good, easy to clean. It checks all my boxes. So that's it. Thank you very much, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code, save 10%. And I think the coupon code is good for the whole website. So maybe you don't like this toy. Maybe there's some other toy on the site that you're more interested in. I think the coupon code worked for that as well. But I really like this toy. I appreciate it. Anyway, that's it. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.